Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life. Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming. We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us. Okay. All right. Just making sure. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Living in Pursuit podcast. It is your girl, Drea K, back with a brand new episode for you guys. I sound like I ain't never left, huh? Hear me in the spirit. It sounds like I ain't never left, huh? It sounds like I've been doing this for years, for eons, right? Which I have, but y'all know what I'm trying to say. So what's up to all of my people who are new to the podcast? Welcome, welcome. Shout out to all of my day ones, those who have been here since the beginning, okay? Shout out to everybody who listens on a day-to-day basis, who just goes to the Living in Pursuit podcast for inspiration, encouragement, wisdom, all of the things. I truly, truly, truly appreciate and love each and every one of you all. So, yeah. On another note, I have been loving recording my podcast episodes on my, it's not a lavalier, well, it is a lavalier mic. It's called a wireless lavalier mic. And you all probably see, you know, content creators on social media using these types of microphones. They just hold it in their hand and they record their audios and things like that on it. I don't have the big one, like the big fat one. I have like the little skinny one. So yeah, I've been loving that. I can literally walk and talk. I can walk and talk. I can hold this thing in my hand. I can pin it to my shirt. Like, ugh, look, it's made recording so much easier. Even my social media content, it's made it so easier. I don't have to worry about that big old microphone that I had previously. But yeah, I'm gonna link this in the show notes as well for you guys, all of the content creators, all of the people that are stepping into their content creation season, because the Lord been talking to you. Yeah, the Lord been telling you to put out those videos. The Lord's been telling you to get on Substack. Yeah, the Lord has been telling you to start that YouTube channel. And he's been telling some of y'all to get on a podcast. So, yeah, okay. I'm going to link this in the show notes under the podcast so you guys can get your hands on that. It's like 20 or 30 bucks. So, yeah, get yourself something good for Christmas, okay? Today, I want to talk about, and I just want to say, I believe... Before we get into this episode, I believe we are in a season of reconstruction. Like, yes, we are building, we are rebuilding our foundation, but we are also like reconstructing some mindsets, some habits, some behaviors, all of the things. We are getting out of performance mode. We are getting out of behavior modification. And we are truly stepping into a year of sanctification where that process is going to allow us to grow deeper and deeper in our connection with God and our dependence on the Holy Spirit. We are no longer doing things in our own strength. Okay, all of my high achievers, we are no longer doing that. We are really stepping out of performance mode. We are stepping out of self-reliance and self-dependence. We are fully embracing the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's going to take some time. That's going to take some reconstruction. In previous episodes, I spoke briefly. I didn't go into real detail about it, which I probably will. But when I talk about performance behaviors and things like that as it pertains to the church, as it pertains to religiosity, all of the things, I'm gonna go deeper into that in other episodes. But for now, I'm just going to say these episodes are going to be conducive to that. Yeah, just really identifying things that were hidden, things that were hidden in our behaviors, our mindsets, things that we thought were rooted in Christ, but it was really rooted in performance, and it was rooted in idolatry, or it was rooted in self-reliance, or just something that we were taught. Yeah, so make sure you are subscribed. But today we're going to talk about the gap. I believe that there are a lot of you all who, really a lot of us, in a season of waiting. And we've been in a season of waiting for years and years and years, for eons, if you will. And there is a point in this process where we are now questioning God, like, what's up? What's going on here? Did I hear you correctly? Is this ever going to happen? Am I doing something wrong? Do I need to be doing more? You know, slipping into performance, slipping into those mindsets of feeling like, because this is not happening, because what God said is not manifesting, I must need to step in and make it happen. I must need to do something else. I, self-reliance, I must need to do X, Y, and Z. So being in the gap produces that type of mindset, or really it exposes that type of mindset. It exposes those behaviors. When you are forced to wait on God, whether he, you know, promised you a new job, promised you, you know, success in your business, promised you a marriage, promised you health and strength, but you are forcefully being made to wait, some ideologies, some methodologies, ideas, behaviors are going to be exposed. The waiting season is literally a time of purification. We're looking at it as, oh, I'm just waiting on the promise. But the whole time, whole time, God is purifying and sanctifying us. So the gap is basically us being in this waiting period while looking ahead to what God has for us and what he has promised us. Being in the gap literally is a place where you know that God has something amazing for you. You know that God has promised you something. You know that life isn't supposed to look like this. Okay. You know that your bank account isn't supposed to look like this. You know that your relationship status is not supposed to look like this. But yet you're still waiting on it to manifest and for it to happen. So being in that gap produces a lot of things. It exposes a lot of things. And I want to deconstruct some things. I want to talk about some things that happens in the waiting. There is this book that I picked up recently called The Gap and the Gain. And it is by Dan Sullivan, who is a founder, or who is the founder of Strategic Coach. And it was written by Dr. Benjamin Hardy. So I don't remember who talked about this book, but as I've been along my entrepreneurship journey, this book kind of just started popping back up in my head. And I was like, okay, let me read it. You know, let me go get it. And so I've been reading it, and it's basically a book that talks to high achievers, entrepreneurs, people who, you know, are in pursuit, amen, of purpose, in pursuit of, you know, whatever it is that you are called to do. It's not rooted in biblical principles or anything like that. Like, exclusively, they don't say, I found this information in, you know, Genesis or Romans or anything like that. They don't specifically go into that, but this is a book that you can still apply to your life. So it talks about the gap between where you are now and where you want to be, and what occurs in that gap. They even touch on mental health, how focusing too much on the outcome, focusing too much on where you want to be, causes a lot of mental health issues. It causes a lot of emotional strain, and it just robs you of peace and joy and happiness, right? And as we understand it, it robs us of experiencing the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. And as I've been reading it, I realized, man, I have been focused too much on the outcome. In this waiting season, I'm focusing too much on, you know, okay, I'm gonna submit this proposal, and then when the business looks at this proposal, when the organization looks at this proposal, then I'm gonna be able to step into my my purpose in its entirety. I'm going to be able to fully step into entrepreneurship and really be established. Okay. When my husband comes into my life, we are going to be able to get a house, and then I'm going to be able to move from where I am right now. Amen. Like, my focus and attention has been on that, the outcome, what's going to happen next, the next chapter of my life, instead of really being in the present, being in the moment, enjoying the moments, even with my son, really being present mentally, being present emotionally, and not fixated on ultimately the future. So the gain, however, is the actual ideal, like not so much the outcome, but your progress in life. Focusing on the gains means that you are focusing on what you have accomplished thus far, whether that be in your business, your mindset, even as a Christian, focusing on the fact that you are not who you were 3 years ago, focusing on the fact that, or really acknowledging the fact that you've come a long way in your Christianity journey, in your relationship with God, in your business, as a mom, as a father, whatever, like focusing more on those things, not comparing yourself to your future self, but comparing yourself to your past self. Yeah, focusing more on who you are becoming other than focusing on who you want to become. Like, you have this image in your mind, you have this ideal in your mind, this achievement, this accolade, whatever, you have this thing in your mind that you're so hyper fixated on that it robs you of the progress and really acknowledging the progress that you have already made. Us type A people who will accomplish something, mark something off the list, and then on to the next, we don't even sit in that win. We don't even sit in the win. We don't celebrate the win. We don't. So this is something that I had to get on myself about. The fact that I am now at a place in my business where I'm able to submit proposals. I'm able to have meetings with directors and CEOs and other, you know, people in high places. I'm able to sit in meetings with them, tell them about Living in Pursuit, tell them about my, you know, services and everything like that, and then have the opportunity. Yeah, to submit a proposal, then have the opportunity to go to the next step. I am so fixated on the next, like, okay, y'all need to go ahead and submit this proposal so I can get out of this season. Yeah, y'all need to go ahead and I'm so fixated on like the outcome, what this proposal would mean for my life, for my business, for my income, when it is approved, that I'm not even tracking the progress that I've made since coming out of previous seasons as an entrepreneur. Like, I ain't never submit no proposal before in my life. What? I have never sat down in meetings with CEOs and directors of this and directors of that. Like, who is she? God, what you? Yeah. As we are waiting, things are happening. Like, good things are happening, but our inability to focus on the gains, what is happening, is keeping us in the gap. We're focused on where we're not. We're focused on what's not happening. We're focused on, you know, what all we need to do in order to do X, Y, and Z. We're focusing on that too much, which is causing the tension, which is igniting the warfare, which is literally causing a rift in our relationship with God. And we know that the waiting season is to produce patience. It is to produce the fruit of the Spirit on the inside of us, patience being one of them, but also long suffering. It is to show us in the process of waiting. It is to show us who God truly is in the process of waiting. So, yeah, if you haven't, I'm gonna link that book in the show notes as well if you want to get that, especially if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a business owner, all of the things, and you're just like, why am I not growing? Why is my YouTube channel not taking off? Why am I only getting 3 views on my TikTok? Y'all need to read this book. So the gap, what happens in the waiting as we are in this gap, right? From where we are to where we want to be, what is happening, right? So a few things are happening. The first thing that I see happening, even within my own self, is depletion. Good Lord, I'm tired of praying about this. I'm tired of praying about him. I'm tired of praying about them. Good Lord, these negative thoughts are attacking me. Good Lord, bitterness is taking root in my heart. If I gotta sit down with my Bible, with my journal, and God start talking to me about this again, I cannot. Like, mental exhaustion, physical, emotional, mental exhaustion, really feeling depleted in the waiting season. This is where the enemy is thriving. For some of us, this is where the enemy can really make us, or really, excuse me, influence us. He can't make us to do anything. But this is an area where the devil can really influence us to become bitter and mad at God. We are too focused on the outcome. We're too focused on what we want to happen that we are allowing ourselves to just become so depleted. We don't want to talk about this no more. We don't want to, you know, see, we're tired of seeing it on our timeline, on Instagram, TikTok. Like, I'm tired of this thing really being in my face. I'm tired. I can't pick up that Bible. I can't journal about this anymore. Like, I don't have the energy to fight against what is fighting me. And of course, the Lord is going to renew our strength. They that wait, amen, gotta put some scripture in there. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. We know that. But in the process, when you are feeling depleted, when you are experiencing depletion, the enemy can thrive in your mindset. The enemy will literally come in like a flood and cause you to fixate on the negative thoughts and the negative things that are happening and surrounding you, right? It is the enemy's way of distracting you from receiving peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. It is the enemy's way of distracting you from getting in the presence of God. It's the enemy's way of distracting you from thinking on good things, thinking on things that are centered around Jesus. But it's a real thing. So I know a lot of you are fighting against what you know to be true and what you're experiencing. Like, it can contrast sometimes. It could literally be you having faith for the thing one day, and then the next day something untriggered you. Now you're back in that place where you're doubting. You're trying to figure things out on your own. You're trying to avoid. You're trying to run away like Jonah. Like, you're depleted. You're like, look here. I don't. It's too hard for me to have faith for this thing. Because the enemy keeps fighting me about this. Like, the enemy is fighting me too hard about this. Yes, I know my scriptures. Yes, I know how to war. But I'm tired. I'm tired of getting this oil and marking it on the doorpost. I'm tired. Okay? So that's a depletion. If you are feeling depleted, just understand, like, you're not alone. Another thing that I see happening in the gap, happening in the waiting, is anxiousness. And y'all already know what the Bible tells us about anxiety. Do not be anxious for nothing, but instead, yes, we know, but I'm depleted, Lord. So anxiousness, not knowing when the season is going to end. Not knowing when the season is going to end, that can bring on more fear, because it's like you're getting your hopes up, you're starting to see progress, you have been disappointed and let down in the past, you probably got your hopes up previously for this thing to happen and it didn't go your way, or it didn't happen at all, or it went the complete opposite way. So now it's kind of like, well, do I get my hopes up for this thing or no? I know the Bible's telling me, you know, faith without works is dead, and, you know, we need to have hope for the things that we are, you know, praying for and things like that. But this is rather difficult. I'm feeling a little anxious here. Also, in the waiting, you start focusing on the timing of God's blessing. You start asking God questions like, did you forget about me? Did you, like, purposely carve out a season where you were going to bless people in my face and expect me to be happy and expect me to be, like, you know, cool on the fact that it hasn't happened to me yet? Like, are you playing some type of trick on me? And y'all know, like, God is not, like, playing with us, but it's giving. Are you doing this on purpose? So there is some anxiousness there, that even when people come into your life, when new people come into your life, you're like, are they sent from the enemy or are they sent from God? I don't know. And you start to have, like, this anxiousness of, you know, like, not knowing, is this person coming in to disrupt, distract, destroy, detour, or is this person actually sent from God, coming into my life to help me? So there is some anxiousness that can come up. And to speak to the depletion, because even when people who come into your life, of course, have discernment and everything like that, of course, pray, but we also have to know that because we are going through these types of things and we're navigating these feelings, it does not mean that God is absent. It does not mean that His Holy Spirit is absent. It means that when we are weak, because we are weak in this season, in this gap, right? When we are in the waiting season and we find ourselves navigating these types of emotions, when we are weak, the Holy Spirit is made strong. So even when you don't have the strength to pray, the Holy Spirit is going to intercede on your behalf. Even when you don't have the strength to discern, the Holy Spirit is going to put it right in your face and be like, oh yeah, this person is sent for me. Yeah, they're going to help you in your entrepreneurial journey. They're going to help you this. They're going to help you that. Like, yeah, their fruit is going to show. Yeah, so you don't always need a dream. You don't always need 8 confirmations on social media or 8 confirmations from a prophet or this and this and that. Like, just rely heavily on the Holy Spirit to show you what it is that you feel like you are lacking in this season. So another thing that I am seeing happening in the waiting is experiencing grief. And this is something I had to dissect last night. I had to dissect this last night because I was like, Lord, this thing happened almost 3 years ago and I'm still feeling it as if it happened yesterday. What is that? What, like, this loss, this absence, this abandonment, what is that? Like, I should have been over this by now. I should have been freed from this by now. I shouldn't even be thinking about this anymore. What is that? And he gave me one word and he said, grief. It is grief. A lot of us are grieving. For some of us, we're grieving what we never had, what we haven't yet experienced. the house, the promotion, the other side of the suffering. We have not experienced that yet. So we're grieving that. A lot of us are grieving old friendships. We're grieving, you know, old places. Like for me, I was grieving my apartment the other day. I was grieving, you know, an old friendship. I was like, dang, I ain't got nobody to talk to. If this was 2-3 years ago, I would have been able to X, Y, and Z, right? And I'm like, this feeling that I have been feeling on and off for the past 3 years is grief. And I never had language to call it grief because I, you know, for one, tried to avoid it, tried to be like, I don't know, I don't want to deal with this, right? But in that moment, the Holy Spirit gave me language and said, this is grief. You're experiencing grief and you have experienced grief. Now, when it comes to the word grief and the whole ordeal of grieving, I never lost anyone close to me, like through death or anything like that. I've never experienced a sadness and that loss that comes with losing somebody, right? I didn't tell y'all this, but recently my dog, I don't know if I told y'all this, but we have two family dogs, or had two family dogs. One of them died last year around September. And the other one, he was put to sleep, I want to say a month ago. And these dogs have been in our family for like 15, 20 years, right? And so me experiencing grief, or really being hit with a season of grief, like not seeing them dogs every day. If y'all go back and listen to old episodes, y'all can hear them dogs whining in the background. But me being met with this type of season where they're not here anymore and they're, you know, they're gone, there was some grief there. I was like, oh, that's kind of sad. Like, you know, my little Smokey and Sweetie, like they're not here anymore, right? And instead of grieving, I chose to just be like, oh, well, in my depletion, y'all, in my depletion, I'm like, I can't feel nothing else. Like, I can't feel the hurt, the pain, the this, the that. I'm already feeling so much. So when God gave me that word last night, I was like, oh, this is what I've been feeling. This is what I have been experiencing for the past couple of years. This is what I have been experiencing lately with losing my dog. Like, I've been trying to avoid it, but at the same time, when it comes, it just comes. That feeling of grief, that feeling of sadness, that feeling of loneliness, that feeling of missing something or missing someone, and you don't have that availability or that access that you had, right? It's like, dang, I don't like this feeling. I need to run away. But it is grief. And in the waiting, grieving is something that you are going to have to experience and also overcome. Okay, now let's get to the not so sad things that are happening in the waiting season. Another thing that's happening is renewal. So as I stated earlier, being in the waiting season is like a purification and a sanctification process. So the things that are being extracted out of you, your mindsets, old toxic habits, toxic behaviors, toxic thought patterns, all of the things, those things are being extracted. Those things are being taken away from you. But at the same time, new habits, new behaviors, new thought patterns, new ways of thinking, new perspectives are being developed on the inside of you. So there is a renewal that is taking place. You don't think like that anymore. You don't believe certain things anymore. You don't, you know, all the things that were once negative to you, it's like you're now looking at things differently. Let me tell y'all something that God has been doing to me for years. Whenever, and this is actually a scripture, whenever I have judged anyone, the Lord walked me through their same process. Anyone. That's why I don't be judging nobody, because I'm like, oh no, we not finna go through. No. Every time I have judged somebody, God will literally walk me through the season that made them what they are. The very thing that I am judging them for, God will walk me through the season that they had to walk through when they became that person or that version of themselves. So now old mindsets and old things that I used to believe about certain people and, you know, individuals and, you know, life, I'm now speaking from experience. I now have a different perspective on it. So now I'm like, oh, I can't believe that anymore. I can't think like that anymore. I can't, you know, all of the things, because I now have wisdom. I now have understanding for the very things that I used to judge. And even in this renewal process, you will find that the failures, the disappointment, the heartbreak, the loss, all of that is reshaping your character. It's reshaping your mindset. It's reshaping you in a way that is causing you to have better discernment. You're now able to, you know, there's a level of grace that you can extend to people now. There's just a level of maturity that's taking place, whether you realize it or not. There's a new level of empathy that is being, you know, produced and developed in you. You're just being renewed and you don't even realize it. But that renewal that's taking place is like the result of who you are becoming. It's the result of the new man, the new person that is going to surface once you exit out of the waiting season. So while the waiting season hurts, you're depleted, you're anxious, you're all of the things, blah, blah, blah. You're becoming a better person. Like, the result of the waiting season is ultimately for your good. Another thing that I see is discovery. You discover your purpose, a deeper sense of your purpose, your career pathway, what you are to do, what you aren't to do, the things that you should and shouldn't focus on. Like, God is highlighting your career to you. He's highlighting the work that he wants you to do and pursue. He's highlighting your gifts and your skills and your talents in order to be used and utilized in this new career path that he's giving you. So while you are waiting, you're still preparing for what's to come. So you discovering these gifts and these talents and all of the things, it's just making it more and more evident of where God is taking you next and what that next chapter in your life is going to look like. You're discovering a new layer of your assignment. Now, the work that God has given you to do and to steward over, it is a deeper, just a deeper knowledge, a deeper focus, a deeper intention towards doing it this time around. For me, going into these places and spaces, talking to these people in high positions and really stepping into consulting, I realized that this is my Joseph year. Like, I'm going to be consulting people in high places as Joseph did. And I haven't done that before. So now I'm looking at this as, oh, this ain't just, oh, here's what you should do with your organization, or, hey, here's what, you know, should happen, and, you know, all of these things. I'm not just giving them no suggestions. Like, the gifts and the talents on the inside of me, even the revelations that God has given me, is being packaged into services. It's being packaged into consulting, wisdom, things that I am to package as a service and give to those people. That's a new level of stewardship. That's a new level of being used. That's a new level of business, a new level of purpose, a new level of my assignment, right? And I realized that this is on a bigger scale. Like, these are not nonprofits that aren't doing anything, that aren't, you know, like, making an impact. Like, these are people that steward over hundreds and thousands of youth, like directors of universities, people that, you know, they are responsible for the lives of many individuals, bringing me in to consult with them. Yeah, we're not playing anymore. Clearly, like all these other seasons was preparation for this, because I bet I won't go up in that meeting acting like it's all good or acting nonchalant. Like, oh no, we're down to business now. Yeah, like we're not shooting stuff out and hoping that it sticks. We're not throwing stuff out there hoping that it catches on. We're not figuring it out. Like, no, we're being very strategic in this season. Very strategic, very intentional, very disciplined in how we are stewarding over our businesses. Yeah, this ain't just no little business no more. Yeah. And what's crazy now that I'm thinking about it is my last job was my first big girl job. Like, I couldn't go into that job acting like I did when I was working in retail. I couldn't go up in that job acting like I was when I worked at a food restaurant. Like, that job gave me a new level of stewardship, but it also gave me a new level of identity. Like, oh yeah, you're in this tax bracket now. Like, you're around engineers now. You're around people and decision makers. Like, you're in the mist. Yeah, this a real job. This a real job. This ain't no little, you know, here, can you do this and, you know, get paid for it, put your hours in. Like, no, this is like, yeah. And so now in this season of my life, a year later, I'm now entering big girl work in my business. And I'm sitting up here like, okay, yeah, I need to mature and really step into this new identity that God is showing me, because playtime is definitely over. So yeah, there's some discovery there. New mindsets, thinking bigger about your business, thinking bigger about your purpose, all of the things. There is a new tolerance. You now have a tolerance for broken people, because now you understand that there you have a deeper understanding, you have a deeper empathy, right, for what they go through, people in the world, people, you know, what they're going to, the false gods that they are, you know, interacting with. People are building their own gods these days. You have a deeper understanding of what's going on. So now there's a new level of tolerance that you have. And is tolerance the right word? It's like you don't tolerate it, but you understand the ignorance. Like, the ignorance doesn't bother you anymore. Like, it doesn't get you mad. It doesn't offend you anymore. Being a Christian, being a Black woman in these spaces, being the only female in these spaces, whatever, like, people's ignorance don't easily offend you anymore, because you have this revelation of why they acting like that. Yeah, you have a revelation of why the world is the way that the world is. You have an understanding, a heavenly understanding of why people are allowing darkness to take over them. Like, your discernment is... look. So yeah, your discernment is increasing. Going back to the progress that has been made in your life, your spiritual eyes are still open. Like, you're going deeper into the things that you see. You're going deeper into your understanding of what's going on in the world. And you just know stuff. Yeah. And it's getting deeper. And it's getting, basically, you're walking out revelation. You're becoming a walking revelation. And I wrote about this on my Substack. Becoming a walking revelation is the result of spending time with God, getting instruction, writing down and understanding what it is that He wants you to do, things that He told you would happen, all of the things. And as these things are unfolding, you just know what to do. Like, you know that's God talking to you. You know that that's God telling you to do that, because He already mentioned it a season ago. He already wrote that down, or you already wrote that down in your journal a year ago. You already have this sense of understanding because God already gave you revelation for it. So now when thoughts just come to your mind, or when instruction just come to you, you don't question it anymore because you have revelation. Yeah, we stepping into that. That's a new level of discovery that we are stepping into. The last thing that I want to talk about, and the last thing that I see happening in the waiting season, is permission. While you are waiting, while things are happening slowly but surely, while it seems like it's taking a while, things are still happening, but as God is revealing your purpose to you, as he is revealing your next chapter and your assignment to you, he's ultimately giving you permission to pursue. He's giving you permission to be a leader. He's giving you permission for new friends to come into your life. He's giving, really calling forth people to come and find you. He's calling forth new associates, new endeavors, new business ventures, new industries, and new commitments. Like, he's giving you permission, and he's causing those things to be permitted to you. Like, he's releasing those things to you so that you can then be able to operate in those things as soon as this waiting season comes to an end. When God starts releasing opportunities to you, when God starts releasing new people and new friends to you, that is a signal that, oh, this waiting season is coming to an end. Finally, thank God. Glory to his name. And also, God will start showing you, like, this is what I want you to pursue. He'll be very specific, and it'll be according to the revelation he already gave you. So when you start seeing it, and when things start to manifest and things start happening, and just like with my consulting business, me putting out these proposals, sending them to these directors and everything like that, I recognize and I realize I've been given permission to pursue that thing. Yeah, I've been given permission to pursue after this part of my vision, but also this part of my business. I've been able to pursue after the new. Oh, I got an episode. I don't know what season it is. I don't know what season it is, but it's called Permission to Pursue, or Pursue After the New something. I don't know. I got two episodes called that, actually. I don't know, y'all, but anyway. Yeah, I recognize that. Okay. Yeah, things are happening. Things are coming to an end. Things are finally starting to look on the up and on the up. But there are some feelings that you are still going to have to navigate as you wait, even as I'm waiting for these proposals to get approved. Because why is it taking 2 to 3 weeks for y'all to approve my proposal? Sorry, I had a conniption fit just now. Even as I'm waiting on these proposals to get approved, there are still some feelings that I have to navigate. I'm still battling with doubt. I'm still wrestling with, did I hear God right? Should I send the proposal again? Did I send it correctly? Is there something wrong with my email? Like, still in my mind about these things, right? But that's the human in us, okay? There is human aspects to ourselves that we're not going to be able to get rid of, but because we are Christian, because we have this belief system that the Bible has given us these instructions to implement as we are in this type of season, we have to lean on these scriptures, y'all. I'm talking to myself, dude. Do not be anxious. Well, I'm getting anxious, but I'm going to try not to be anxious because the Lord told me not to be anxious. Now, Lord, help me not to be anxious because I'm anxious. But y'all get the point. So yeah, we do still have to navigate these emotions, navigate these feelings, and navigate this season of waiting and this season of being in the gap. Take your mind off of the outcome. I'm talking to myself. We have to take our minds off of the outcome and really live in a healthier way as we are navigating the gap. The space between where we are and where we want to go. We still have to navigate that process strategically. And after experiencing the depletion, the depression, the anxiousness, the grief, at some point, we have to do some reverse psychology here. We have to do some rewiring. We have to do some reconstructing, and we have to do it with the Holy Spirit. No more self-reliance. No more self-dependence. No, we definitely have to do this in partnership with God. So yeah, that's all I got for y'all with this episode. I pray that it was encouraging. I pray that these episodes have been blessing you all. Again, I'm happy to be back. And yeah, I love you guys. Make sure you subscribe if you haven't already to the podcast. Leave a review. It'll help me out. It'll help other people discover the Living in Pursuit podcast. Make sure you subscribe to my Substack community. I'll just be posting some more in-depth writing articles on these subjects and things that just come to me on a daily. And follow me on YouTube, follow me on LinkedIn, all of the things. I love you guys, and I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye.